want to talk tonight about becoming God inside minded. And so one of the things, you know, when you're looking at different things, I don't know about you, but some days I get up feeling really great, and some days I get up just feeling like maybe I need to go back to bed and start this day all over again. I don't know if any of you have that kind of thing or not, but sometimes there's just kind of undue pressure on me, and I'm looking around trying to figure out, why is this here? You know, and the thing about it is if you don't get control of your thought life, then it will begin to dominate your whole life direction. And so it's real critical to jump on your thought life and to move in a positive direction. Why? Because, well, we have responsibility for our thoughts. We can control our thoughts. You may not think you can be able to control them, but you can control them. And so sometimes I just have to start saying things out loud to get control of my mind, because it's really going crazy, okay? And just thinking another thought doesn't do it. Well, one of the things we really need to inspire ourselves daily to what the Word of God says about who we are in Christ. And really read the Bible, looking at it from the standpoint of, this is talking to me. This is a letter to me. I love looking at it from that standpoint, you know, that this is a letter just written to me. And so I just put my names in there and everything and just really make it personal and make it come out. There's a scripture I really want to focus on tonight in this and do this. And if I said, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world, you would know, oh yeah, I know that scripture like that. But that's not all the scripture. 1 John 4:4, we'll go to there and we'll look at the whole scripture. There's a lot of stuff in 1 John 4:4. And it's right real germane to what we're going to be talking about tonight. 1 John 4:4 says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. As I said, I like to make the scripture personal and really make it to me. And if you don't do that, then we're going to show you how to do that tonight. So we're going to take that same scripture, and rather than saying you are of God, I'm going to say I am of God. Okay? And then rather than saying little children, I'm going to say I'm your little child. And we'll talk a lot about this. And it says, and I have overcome them because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. So let's just pick that up right there and start that. And if you say that about 10 times, we'll be good. Okay? All right. So I am of God, and I'm his little child, and I have overcome them, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. All right, so let's try that with a little more focus on this. He says, I am of God, I'm his little child, I have overcome them, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Let's try it a couple more times. I am of God. I am your little child. I have overcome them, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. All right, one more time just for good work here. I am of God. And I'm your little child, and I have overcome them, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Let's take that first one on I am of God. When you were born again, you were born out of God, meaning that you had really no past. When you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the greatest thing that happened to me was my past disappeared. Yeah. Glory to God. So the Bible says that he just threw it into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered ever again. So it says it was nailed to the cross. And so when all of a sudden, when I said, Jesus, you're my Lord and my Savior, I'm a new creation. I've never existed before. And that's the way God looks at you when you do that. All that old stuff that we kind of drudge up and remember, he doesn't remember any of that. Amen? So that's a great thing about the blood of Jesus and what he's done for us. So when you're saying, I am of God, see, Genesis 1:27 said, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. I like to personalize that when I said, I'm created in God's image and I resemble my father because he created me in his own image. See, we take, anybody else? He created me to be like him. Anybody else here? Did he create you to be like him? I know there's two of us here now. We've got three, maybe four. We're getting more, getting in there. He created me to be like him. Every day I get more and more like him. Why? Because he worked a good work in us. So we are of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old things have passed away, and behold, all things are new. Now all things are of God. See, he created us in a world where all things are possible. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. Jesus said all things are possible to those who believe. He brought us into that kingdom. See, our past is not nailing us down. See, what he has given us is the ability to act like him and to say things like he says and expect the same results. So he wants us to do those kinds of things. Why? Because he's created us in Christ Jesus to do good works that he settled a long time before for us. He designed us for. So he designed us to be like him, to grow like him, to become more and more like him. See, anybody here the same that they were 5 years ago? No, thank God. Yeah. Good, we're in the right place. Why? Because the Holy Ghost on the inside of you is changing you. You know, you have something you like and then you don't like it. Something you used to love to do and now you just could care less. Amen? So, you know, well, what is it? Well, it's the Holy Ghost changing things. It's the God inside of you that's changing the inside of you. So when you say, I am of God, well, I belong to him. I'm of his class. He has created me and brought me to this point. So, that's the same way that we need to look at the scriptures and say, I'm of God because he's brought me here. Amen? And so I want to become more and more like him every day, just studying him and understanding more. Okay, let's go back to our scripture and let's just say it. I am of God, and I'm your little child, and I have overcome them. Because greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Okay, let's take the second part. He says, I'm your little child. Now, you may not think of yourself as your little child, as God's little child, but he thinks of you that way. Amen? That's not a snotty-nosed little child that nobody can stand. He loves us. Amen? So he loves us in the greatest sense. And so being his child gives us a lot of access to him. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Romans 8:16 says, the Spirit of himself bears witness with our spirit that we're the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together with him. This scripture just really takes me away. Because not only did he make us his child, but he elevated us up to be an heir of God and be a co-heir with Jesus. Man. Why? Because we're so good? No, because he's so good. Amen. And so he has brought, anybody ever inherit anything? I hated to see the person go, but I like the inheritance that came afterwards. Okay. But we are heirs of God. We are standing in the lineage of God, and whatever he has, he's opened it up to us. Why? Because we're his children. We're standing in that special place. We are co-heirs with Jesus. Man, we're on the same level with him. Why? Because Jesus is so good, okay? And so whatever Jesus gets, we are entitled to. And, yeah, Think about that one. Why? Because of us? No, because of Him. Amen? But He has bestowed that on us. So when the Scripture says you're His little child, God is thinking about that. There's my little child. There's my heir. There's my co-heir. And so there's affection there. Galatians 4:6 says, and because you're sons, God has sent you forth the Spirit of the Son in your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you're no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, an heir of God through Christ. So we're no longer slaves, or we're no longer servants. In the Old Testament, they considered themselves to be servants of God. In the New Testament, we're elevated up to be sons and children of God. Well, that's a lot better place to be in. Much better place to be in. Doesn't mean we don't serve Him. We serve Him out of the love that we have for Him. Amen. It's got a totally different motivation and a totally different relationship to it. Amen. We're not doing things just to keep God from beating up on us. No, we're doing things just because we love Him. Amen. And that's the attitude of a child towards the parents. They'll do things just to help them and because they love them. So He has elevated up to that. See, because you're His child, you have His spiritual DNA in you. Glory to God. See, He didn't just save you and leave you here. He put Himself in you. Amen? And we're going to get to that. See, you have His traits and His characteristics. Genes right now, that's why you keep changing. Amen? In your genes right now, there's love, there's favor, there's wisdom, there's strength, there's talent, there's ability. He really wants to take you to new levels of wisdom and new levels of success. He wants to set you apart from everybody else to show how good He is. Amen? And so that's His intent towards us. All right, His intent towards us is very good. See, He's equipped us with everything we need. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. That's not just a saying on a door sign. That's the way God looks at it. All things are possible to us. Why? Because we belong to Him. So that's the way He sees us. See, the DNA of Almighty God is springing forth in our life in a greater way. And sometimes we just have to declare things over our life. You know, I have to really get some things going some days, so I have to declare things. And this is one of the things I declare. I declare every good thing God has put in you will come to fulfillment. Every gift, every talent, every dream, every desire will come to pass. I declare that you will fulfill your God-given destiny and become all you've been created to be. Why? Because you're a child of God. Amen? And so I'm declaring that over you because that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to come up to the fullness of the Godhead. He wants you to come up and achieve what it is that you've got, that He's put in your heart. And He's already set aside all the ability and all the stuff that you'll need to get there. See, He's for you. He's not against you. He's not trying to make life hard. He's trying to get us over to where we can actually get to where we need to be. Amen? And so that's the way He is. See, that's part of the DNA. We're His children. Amen? And so because of that, we have a special place in Him. So He's equipped us. All right, let's go back to this. I'm of God, and I'm your little child, and I have overcome them, because greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Let's try this again. I'm of God. I'm your little child. And I have overcome them. Because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Now, the third part of that is I have overcome them because. Well, the because is a big one. Okay. But notice this is written in past tense. I have overcome them. Why? Subtle, isn't it? I have overcome them. Because the battle's already been won. Jesus already destroyed the works of the devil. He wants us to just basically take up where he left off and give the devil all he's got. Amen? Coming to him. See, he's equipped us with all the weapons of warfare to defeat the enemy. Amen? And so he has set us up to the point, he has showed us how the Bible says he completely stripped the devil. Completely stripped him, left him with nothing. Amen? I love that picture. So he is showing us how to just keep doing that. Why? Well, that's the way we're supposed to do with the devil. We're not supposed to tolerate him. 1 John 5:4 says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" Anybody in here believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Raise both hands if you believe that. Amen? So because you believe that, you've already overcome. See, it doesn't really matter what's coming against you. I mean, there may be all hell breaking loose all around you, and you may think, like, man, I'm not even going to live another day, you know, but you've already won. You've already overcome. The devil's already been beat. Why? Well, the Bible talks about us that if you resist the devil, he will flee. He doesn't have anything. All he's got is trying to sneak stuff in. So if you resist him, humble yourselves before the mighty hand of God, resist the devil and he will flee. See, he has to flee. Why? Because there's more power in you than there is in him. Amen? Amen. Glory to God, we're getting there. 1 John 2:14, "I have written to you young men because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one." Boy, isn't that great to say? Yes. Amen. We have overcome the wicked one. You know, and like I said, there might be just trouble all around, but, you know, you've already won. The victory's already been secured. It's just a matter of time till that just completely disappears. See, that's the picture we've got to get of this, because he cannot stand up against the greater power that's inside of you. So he has to flee. He can't just keep coming at you on that one. So you are an overcomer. Your victory going someplace to happen. And so we have to get that attitude about it, that no matter how this looks, this will turn out for my good. Amen. So you can't just sit there and think this through. Sometimes you have to get up and say, "Got the devil on the run, man. This is going to happen." You know, you have to just get up and start declaring things and just begin to speak things forward and get the devil on the run. Amen. Otherwise, he'll just come in and just pound you. So we've already overcome them. John 16:33 says, "These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." I thought it was interesting, because you can have tribulation, but you can still have peace. That's a good combination to have, you know. Why? Because you know this is not going to last. Amen. And you just know that this thing is limited. It's going to disappear pretty quick here. And so you're looking at this and you're getting peace from that, because the greater one is right there. Amen. He is right there ready to help and do some things and help you out. So we have to get that attitude that I have overcome them already. Anything that comes against us, we've already overcome. Glory to God. And it will pass. Has anybody ever had a really bad thing happen and then all of a sudden it just disappeared? And you wondered, where did that go? Amen. I know, I didn't think it was just me. You know, and I thought, wow, Lord, I didn't even notice it gone, but now thank you. You know? So he helps us. All right, so let's go back to our scripture. I am of God, and I'm your little child, and I have overcome them, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I am of God, and I'm your little child, and I have overcome them, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. All right, the fourth part of that is greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. John 16:13 says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said, he will take of mine and declare it to you. So here's Jesus speaking about the Spirit of truth, and he had not come yet, but he has come now. And he said that one of the things is that he would guide you into all truth, and that he would tell you things to come. Glory to God, that's handy. You know, and so he will take all things that the Father has belong to the Son. And Jesus said, I'll take what is mine now and I'll show it to you. Any limits on that? Any limits there? Any limits? Just making sure. Didn't see any little limits there or anything. No, it's wide open. Anything you want to know, he will tell you. You can get access to. The gates are open, the gates are not closed. Amen? And so he says that's the job of the Spirit of truth, and he will show us those things and speak to us about those things. Wouldn't it be great to know that stuff? Wouldn't it be great to know what's coming? Wouldn't it be great to know what to do about it? You know, amen. And so he's talking about that. These are things that we need to know. So also, let's go to 1 Corinthians 3:16. This is a question. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Wow. That's a powerful question. See, because the Spirit of God just didn't save us and leave us. He put the Spirit of God right on the inside of us. The Spirit of truth right on the inside of us. And then the scripture's talking about that the greater one lives on the inside of us. There is no obstacle. There is no barrier. There is no trouble. There is no chaos could ever come up and be greater than the greater one. Amen. The ruler of the universe lives on the inside of you. He knows how to do things. He knows how to unlock things. He knows where things are hidden. He knows how to unfold things that are mysteries. He knows all of this, and he's right here. Glory to God. And he is the greatest power in might be. When God said, let light be, I mean, the Spirit of God just took off and went across and just, but here we go. There it is. Boom. Ask the greater one that's in you. Amen. That's outstanding. So Romans 8:11 says, but if the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised up Christ from the dead will also give you his mortal body, will also give life to your mortal body through his Spirit that dwells in you. So we didn't just get part of the Spirit of God. We got all of the Spirit of God. I mean, we didn't just get apportioned up to a little piece and then this is about all we can handle up to this point. No, he's there in his totality. See, he's in there to guide us, to shape us, to change us, to transform us, to move us closer to being more like him. And he's also there to help us be successful. Amen. He is there to help you be successful. So the greater one's on the inside of us. See, so that's part of becoming God inside minded is to see that. So he knows all these things. See, you have the full package on the inside of you. You have all the equipment that you would ever need, fully loaded for success and victory. So there's nothing, there's not another spirit that you need from somewhere else. I mean, God has put himself on the inside of us. And now the challenge is tapping into that and hearing his voice on a daily basis and getting his guidance. I mean, wouldn't you love to have a person that you could go to that just knew everything? I mean, it's just amazing, you know, and would know what to do. Not just know everything, but know what to do. That's worth a lot. Well, we have that. The Bible says that that's the Spirit of God on the inside of us. See, we're thinking that he's in some faraway planet somewhere else. No, he's right here. Amen. Right on the inside of you, and he wants to so much speak to you. See, the Bible talks about him just speaking all the time, but we're not hearing all the time. Amen. So that's the challenge here, is take the greater one now and just really begin to hear his voice and get his guidance on, Lord, how do I unravel this mess? Lord, how do I deal with this difficult person? Lord, how do I get through this government thing? Lord, how do I, you know, do all these things? How do I reach this person over here that just won't talk about you? You know, he knows how to do that. He knows those people, and he understands what it is to do, and he's on your side. Glory to God. He's not here to torment you. He is on your side, and the Bible calls him the helper. Glory to God. I love that. He's our helper, and boy, do we need help. And so, you know, every day when you're reading the Word, just get into it and say, Lord, help me. Show me what it is that you want me to do here. How do you want me to deal with this? How do you want me? And don't just get in a hurry, you know, because the Lord will wait sometimes. But he will show you things and unlock things, and because the Scripture says there's nothing that he is keeping from you. Amen. Amen.